This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are going to be celebrating with them between Ihlanganani Midday Show as well as the Hangout. For now, though, I did mention Uguti, today is Wednesday, and you know Uguti, on a Wednesday, we usually have Imlambo Attorneys and Associates. They are here already. Today we have Usindisiwe Qhiliza. And we also have Ujade Wakefield. She's going to correct me if I'm pronouncing the surname incorrectly. But thank you so much, colleagues, and welcome on MUT Radio once again. Sindisiwe, let me start with you. Good morning and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners. How are you doing?
We're good, man. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us as well. Jade, thank you so much for joining us as well. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jade Wakefield, and I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you so much, Jade, for joining us on MUT Radio again this morning. Such an amazing topic that we are currently having today, and it's quite interesting because it affects most families. So today we are focusing on the different types of maintenance and how they affect the winding up of an estate, which is Masiguti Mhlampesis Yulile. So looking forward to it, man. Let's start with maintenance or the importance of maintenance and why is it important. Maybe let me start with you, Jade.
Hi. So maintenance in a nutshell and why it's important, it basically refers to the financial support provided by one party, typically maybe a parent or a spouse, to another party who is unable to support themselves financially. It is an important aspect of family law, and it aims to ensure that the dependents receive the necessary financial assistance for their well-being. It can be categorized into two types, mainly child maintenance and then spousal maintenance. Child maintenance is basically the financial support provided for the upbringing and care of a child, while spousal maintenance is the financial support provided to a former spouse or partner who is unable to support themselves financially. It does play a crucial role in ensuring the welfare and stability of family members who may become financially disadvantaged. By providing financial support, maintenance court aims to alleviate any potential hardships that the dependents may face. So, to break down the types of maintenance, there are two, as I've previously mentioned, child maintenance and spousal maintenance. Child maintenance is basically governed by the Maintenance Act, which places a legal obligation on parents to provide financial support to their children. This covers expenses such as housing, education, healthcare, and general living costs. The amount of child maintenance payable is basically determined by various factors, which includes the needs of the child, the income of the parent responsible for paying maintenance, and the standard of living the child was accustomed to before the separation or divorce. Spousal maintenance, on the other hand, is not automatically granted by a court. It's typically awarded in cases where spouses or partners are unable to support themselves financially due to factors such as unemployment, illness, or a disability. The court will consider factors such as the duration of the marriage or partnership, the standard of living during the relationship, and the financial needs and resources of both parties when determining the amount of spousal maintenance to be paid.
That is very interesting, and I like how you actually analyze it, Jade. How do you then apply for this maintenance?
So if you find yourself in a situation where you need to apply for maintenance in South Africa, the first step is to complete an application form at your nearest maintenance court. These forms are readily available, and court officials are usually willing to assist you with any queries you may have during the process. When completing the application form, you'll need to provide detailed information about yourself, the person you're claiming maintenance from, and any of the children involved. This includes personal details, income information, and details of the expenses you are seeking assistance with. Once you have completed the application form, it is important to gather any supporting documentation that may be required. This can include proof of income, bank statements, and any relevant legal documents such as birth certificates or marriage certificates. After submitting your application, the court will provide you with a date for your first hearing, and it is crucial to attend this hearing, as failure to do so may result in your application being dismissed, which we do not want. During the hearing, both parties will have the opportunity to present their case, and the court will make a determination based on the evidence presented.
Okay. And now, which factors are then considered by the court when determining the amount of maintenance to be paid?
So in determining the amount of maintenance to be paid, the court takes into consideration various factors to ensure a fair and reasonable outcome. Firstly, they check your income and financial obligations. They will assess this on both sides, for both parties. This includes considering factors such as your employment status, salary, and any other sources of income. And then secondly, the needs of the dependents. They will consider the needs of the dependents, including their age, educational requirements, healthcare needs, and general living costs. Thirdly, it will be the standard of living. They take into consideration the standard of living that the dependents were accustomed to before the separation or divorce. This is important to ensure that the dependents can maintain a similar standard of living even after the dissolution of the relationship. Then the court will assess the financial resources of both parties. This includes any assets, investments, or other sources of income. This helps determine the ability of the payer to meet their financial obligations. And then the court may also take into consideration any special circumstances that may require additional financial support. These can include whether there are factors such as educational needs of a child with special needs or medical expenses not covered by insurance.
Wow, beautiful. And we also have Sinisiwe on the other side. Would you like to continue with this topic, Sinisiwe?
Oh, of course, of course. I'm going to be talking about how maintenance affects deceased estates. Let's say somebody now is no longer there to defend themselves or to do what they are obliged to do. So in South Africa, maintenance obligations, especially those involving dependents like children and spouses, can significantly affect the winding up of a deceased estate. Maintenance refers to the legal obligation to provide financial support to minor children and dependent spouses. This obligation does not end automatically upon death. People still need to live and they still have needs. So maintenance obligations are treated as debt against the estate. These debts must be settled before heirs or beneficiaries receive anything from the estate. The Maintenance Act and case law ensure that the executor must make provisions for the ongoing maintenance of minor children and possibly other dependents. And this is usually done via a maintenance trust or direct allocation from the estate to support the child until majority. If a dependent feels the estate is not making sufficient provision, they can then apply to the maintenance court or a high court. The court can issue an order compelling the estate to allocate maintenance.
Oh, wow. And how does this now affect the heirs and beneficiaries of the deceased? Sorry, colleagues, my mic was off there. I just wanted to know, how does now this affect the heirs and beneficiaries?
Oh, okay. Since debts, including maintenance, must be settled before the distribution, heirs may receive less than expected, or the estate may need to sell off assets like properties or vehicles to cover maintenance cost.
All right. And Sinisiwe, can you just provide us with a practical example of what you are talking about?
Let's say a deceased father has two minor children, and then there is a will that leaves everything to his brother, but he did not pay maintenance as ordered by a court before his death. His estate must first pay the outstanding maintenance and set aside funds for the children's future needs before his brother can actually inherit or receive anything from the estate.
Oh, yes. Oh, beautiful. I think yes, Ogala, my jalo. And I think I do have a few questions here. From the first one is from Nomfundo CBC. She's asking, what happens if one parent refuses to pay or constantly pays late? What can the beneficiaries do with regards to that?
Can you please repeat the question?
What if the maintenance is not paid at all or constantly paid late? What can the beneficiaries do with regards to that?
Oh, they can always approach the maintenance court for any other issues that they need to be addressed, because now situations are not the same. But for more information, they can log on to info@Mlambo Legal or on our website. They can all get the answers they need from there.
Oh, definitely. So the beneficiaries, is there someone who actually, you know, guides on what the money will be used for the beneficiaries, or they just given the money and they had to decide what they do with it?
Okay, for an estate which is above 250,000, they need to appoint they need to be an executor. So an executor is a person who is responsible for the entire estate. And once every debt are paid and there is surplus in the estate, they then give the money to the beneficiaries or the heirs. And they are not told what to do with the money. As long as it's allocated to them, it's for their own personal use.
Wow, no. Thank you, Jade and Cindy Sue, for that insight, man. It's Legal Insight with Mlambo Attorneys. In case you have just joined us, welcome on MUT Radio. Speaking about something very interesting, Namhlanje, different types of maintenance and how they affect the winding up of an estate. Mlambo Attorneys and Associates, Slezi Sinaboge, Ngama Wednesdays morning on MUT Radio. Before I let you go, colleagues, please tell us, how can we get rid of Mlambo Attorneys?
So you can contact us on 010-502-0626, or you can email us at info@mlambolegal.co.za, or reach us on our website, which is www.mlambolegal.co.za.
And what other services do you offer at Mlambo Legal?
We cover a broad basis, which includes family law, civil litigation, insurance and commercial, pension fund law as well. So it's a bit broad, but we really need to tackle anything.
Now, thank you so much, Jade. I love that, man. There was Jade and Cindy C. We're joining us live today. We'll catch Mlambo Associates and attorneys and associates next week on Wednesday, same time, same place, man. Thank you so much, colleagues, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful, man. Let's go to this side now.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.